to relive that garbage last night. I'm just kidding.
But you've been reliving it for a while now with your little Patreon.
It's true. I'm fine with it. It's totally fine. Happy Tuesday for those of you listening. We decided to, you know, drop some Bachelor stuff. My GOAT episode was on last night. If you want to get dirty, dirty details even more about it, the Vanessa episode is out. It's out today.
Yeah.
It drops. Everyone's early reactions. Juicy. For all those people who like went and checked it out and be like, I only really care about the Vanessa. Now you can sign up.
Yeah.
It's available.
Rachel.
Go to my
Instagram. Rachel,
the Rachel one is also out today. That one's awesome.
Yeah.
But Vanessa and I get in depth about our breakup. So, and the living hell we made our lives.
So the real GOAT.
we really get into it. And then the Christina episode will be on in 2 weeks. Next week, Kyle and I, you'll know Kyle. We break down The Notebook. We decided to recap The Notebook.
I'm kind of super intrigued by that.
So that's
why why'd you choose The Notebook?
We're just gonna, just because I watched it and I'm like, I have some things to say. Kyle had never seen it, and then we break that down, and then the Christina episode, and then the Jen Savion, if you, which is even more honest than the Vanessa one, is out October. But check it out, people are loving it. Anywho, Lauren Zima is with us.
I mean, today. Doesn't get any more closer to that bubble than her.
We are going to talk about all things bubble. They finally announced the release of what it seems to be. It's still Claire season because they're still dropping Claire graphics. Yeah. I don't, you know. So
they have all those weird Claire graphics.
We'll see videos. If Lauren's got some pillow talk for us. Does Lauren shag Chris Harrison and get him to be like? They're like, can you imagine? Like,
honey,
like,
just tell me, just did Tayshia show up just or not?
Tell me. You know, when people are like, tell me you love me. It's like, tell me it's Tayshia. I mean, who is it?
That's so creepy sounding.
Lauren, I can't wait for Lauren to listen to this back. Lauren is obviously a good friend of the show and always fun to talk all things Bachelor Nation with her. So, have some fun doing that, and then when you really want to get your fix, hop over to the Patreon. I can't wait till you finally give in. Sign up. Have some fun.
The best thing about that is the little notes that you send.
I send some notes.
I know, but it's cute. You like really do send notes.
I send some notes. And listen, if you just want to sign up 1 month and you do want to cancel, you have the right to. You can. You can. You know, it's no. No, there's no contract. There's no obligation. Just. It's your cup of coffee, people. You might fall in love with it and stick around. That's entirely up to you to decide.
I mean, if you're going to talk about the notebook.
and the Jen Savion episode, I think you're going to enjoy. Let's get to Lauren. Lauren, so much. Lauren, thank you so much for coming. I can't. It's early. I'm wearing jean shorts this morning. That's
you
how
are.
I, that's how I feel. I was up late.
Right. Why?
Doing an audition.
Oh. Yeah. Literally the audition or rehearsing?
Both.
Wow. What's it for?
I don't know. I don't know if I can say.
Is it big?
It's like a real show.
Really?
I don't think I shouldn't say that in case my agent is listening.
Is it a comedy? A drama?
It's a comic book of some sort.
That's awesome.
I mean, a really famous comic book character. There's a show. I don't know if I'm supposed to be able to.
You're looking around. Who do you think is going to give you a nod of approval? Who are you looking for? There's nobody here.
So my agent probably behind. It's like, what? Also, then I. Here's how I am. Here's where I'm at in my acting career.
Okay.
I've been studying for like 4 years. So
you and I had some of the same improv teachers years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I'm doing. I had Demi come over and read it for me because it's COVID time. So okay. you're limited to certain people who you've hang out with.
Demi's in your like core group.
Of friends?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
And in on the sides, the breakdowns, I'm reading it and I've been prepping and it says natural accent on it. And I'm like, well, fuck, I don't know how to do an accent. And then I realize that I email my agent. And then I'm like an idiot because it's late. And then
right.
You realize that basically is a fancy way of saying just fucking
talk. Just be yourself.
Just be yourself.
Natural accent.
So
natural accent.
I had to wake up and email my agent because I emailed him at like 12 at night and be like, I don't have a natural accent.
What did you think that meant?
I was like, well, when I went,
did you try to do it? Can you do for me what you were, what your natural accent was?
I didn't even try. I was like, this is not happening. Then I emailed him, when I win my first Oscar, this will be fun to laugh about.
Are you the new Iron Man?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
I knew it. That feels like you, you know, kind of like playboy, living the life, smart, but a little damaged.
I think I am the Tony Stark of Bachelor Nation.
I would say, if we're talking like leads and stuff, I would put you as Tony Stark. I don't know who else you'd be.
Ben is Captain America.
For sure.
Right?
Yes. Who's Black Widow? It's tough because there's not enough women, you know? There's not enough women in Marvel. So we got to like make choices. Yes. Love that. Okay, right. Good.
Feisty.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sneaky. Agile.
Fun.
We'll see how agile she is on Dancing with the Stars.
We will. She's been working out for it so hardcore.
I mean,
did you give her any advice? You didn't.
Don't suck. Yeah. I did fine. I think she'll win.
I think she's been wanting this for so long.
She'll be in the finals.
Yeah, it's just a question. I actually think the Dancing with the Stars cast could be amazing this season because they've had so much time to cast for it and a lot of people want work, so could be good.
I think she'll do well.
For sure.
How have you been? Have you been in the bubble?
The Bachelor bubble? Bachelorette bubble?
Have you been?
No.
You have not been in the bubble?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Yes. I don't know where you draw the line between, you know, because Chris is... I should probably stop calling him your lover. And it's just fun.
He is. You know what? I had a discussion actually with my best friend the other day about the use of the word lover. And I would actually love your take on lover because we legit say lover to each other.
I love that for you guys. That makes me like you. That makes me like Chris more. Because I always knew you had it in you.
Right.
But it makes me like Chris more.
Wait, what is it? Like it makes you think he's more playful?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is. He's very funny. The show doesn't, you don't always see all of his humor. You know, he's there doing his job, but he's very funny. We don't say lover in a series. We're just having fun with it, you know? But yeah.
Oh, no.
I mean,
if it was
my lover, it's like that SNL skit.
If it was in a serious way, then I would be concerned.
I'm glad it made you like it.
So you, okay. So
I have not been in the bubble. No. I mean, this is a situation where they haven't had press in the bubble. Usually we would go and, you know, of course, Entertainment Tonight, lots of other, well, a couple of the other big outlets, we go and we cover dates and all that. No press this time. It's just too intense, I think, with all the testing and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Chris had to leave and JoJo came in.
He did.
Do you have any insight on how he felt about that? Because that breaks, I mean, a streak, if you will.
You know, I forgot. I think it was Kristen Baldwin tweeted that he missed a rose ceremony on Jillian Harris's season or something, which I didn't watch.
Did he?
Yes. So apparently he did. There was another incident where he was not there.
On my season, there was one episode he made no appearance on. And I think that was like the first time ever.
Well, and what was that for then? Do you know?
Well, on my season... Since, you know, I guess we can talk about it since they aired the recap last night.
The greatest seasons ever.
It was just, I just kept breaking up with all the women pre-rose ceremony. So just the way the producers kind of structured it, it just, you know, it, like none of the episodes ended with rose ceremonies. There was always the to be continued.
I do remember that from your season. Your season was the first season I did Roses and Rosé for, the first Bachelor season.
That was the first.
Yes, I did JoJo's and then I think... maybe Paradise, and then you're my first Bachelor. He was taking his son to college.
Which you went to.
Yes, I did. Yeah, I mean, it was a big moment. I think everybody knows Chris is a father who prioritizes his kids beyond
anything.
Very
passionate father.
Yeah, so took his kids to college, took his son to college, I mean, and then he went right back to it as soon as he safely could. So, look, I think what's obvious is this year's schedule was totally thrown off. Like, he always was taking him to college, but he normally wouldn't be filming right now.
He wouldn't have been filming.
No, Paradise would have wrapped by that point. So, it was not it normally would not have been disruptive at all. So no, I mean, he was happy to take his son to college. It was just all so planned the whole time, you know? It was weird to me, the reaction to it and some of the stuff that was out there, because everybody was like, well, not everybody, but there were those rumors, like, he was shocked. And it's like, what is?
We have nothing better to do right now than to speculate on nonsense. And by we, I mean Bachelor Nation.
Nick, that's what you and I are here doing today. So here we are.
Chrissy, who is, it's her birthday today, and she's out in Montana getting laid, which I'm very excited for her.
You are such a champion of people.
Pro sex.
Getting laid, yeah, which I love.
Why not?
I love.
It's her birthday.
So you're so supportive.
She made a list of all the things going on in Bachelor Nation that we
wow.
We
can How discuss. Many things are on the list?
Enough.
Okay, let's do it.
Most of which we won't. So, what do you know that you're are there things you know that you can't talk about?
No. Well, I mean, not at this point, I guess. I certainly knew Chris was taking his son to college. I was going,
but,
so.
I'm speaking in reference to the Bachelorette season. All the things that we know, or more importantly, don't know.
Yes.
And Tayshia, I guess, is the new Bachelorette, except that officially, Bachelor Nation and the PR,
there's no promo art.
There's
there?
No promo. It's still Claire. they're clearly putting on information. Tayshia's been seen there. We all know she's there, except they're pretending it hasn't happened. We're seeing the new Claire promo, which, by the way, looks great. A kind of homage to The Graduate,
which a lot of people had to Google. I saw in the Instagram comments a lot of Bachelor Nation fans. It looked. When did that movie come out? I don't know if
70s.
Like, I don't know if Chris was alive when that movie came out.
I think it was the 70s.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. I've never seen it.
But I'm familiar with it.
You and I like movies.
And I will say I did not, when I saw the cover art for Claire's, I wasn't like, oh, The Graduate. But when they brought it up, I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I knew what it was.
My joking comment was, is that Tayshia's leg? And a lot of people thought it was really funny. And then a couple of people were like, no, it's Harry. Yeah. I was like, I got it, you guys. I got it.
Be careful. Tayshia is lovely, but also sensitive.
Really?
She got mad at me because when I was excited for Claire to be the Bachelorette, yeah. They were like, well, what about Tayshia? And I was like, I just think she's kind of boring.
Oh.
She was not thrilled.
Okay.
But I think it's great.
Well, in terms of why they haven't, I always think about things logistically. I don't know if, I mean, for sure with Claire, I would think they shot all that promo stuff like before she went into the bubble probably, or maybe somewhere here. I have no idea, but I can't imagine that they shot it recently. Like everybody's like, where's Tayshia's promo? I'm like, well, Claire didn't shoot this last week.
I agree with that.
I mean, when did we do your Bachelor photo shoot? Way before you began filming.
I agree.
It takes time to get things approved, to touch up photos, to do all that.
I don't think that's the reason for how they're deciding to go about putting out press.
Oh, well, they're certainly maintaining an air of mystery.
Yeah.
And we love that.
Like, certainly that's not the normal process. You're right. Like, it's all shot before, but that takes like a day or two. And they're very good at adapting and moving mountains to get things done. So what I'm saying, if they decided to scrap Claire and just be like, nope, we're replacing it. Replacing Claire, and we need to get out Tayshia content ASAP and promos, they would find a way.
For sure. Well, we're not scrapping Claire. We're going to see Claire.
But what are we going to see Claire do?
Well, I think, you know, we are going to see Claire's journey along with Tayshia's. That's the reporting that we have in Entertainment Tonight.
Okay. I agree. I've said this all along,
right?
Because the initial speculation was that she was being replaced. It's just like,
you know what?
It's no longer Claire's season. It's now Tayshia's season. And I was like, I don't see that happening. And then Allie was here when this kind of first broke, and you know, we were kind of going back and forth. You know, the the closest comparison is Caitlyn's season when they had the two bachelorettes.
Yes, yes, yes.
And they picked Caitlyn, and then some guy, I keep forgetting, Brody or something, he left chasing Britt. And then throughout Caitlyn's season, they would kind of cut back to the Britt and Brody love story, which quite frankly was really boring.
I forgot about that. They did do that. We didn't get into that on Greatest Seasons Ever.
So, well, exactly, because it was really boring. And so yeah. I don't know what they're going to do. My hope is that they do, like, it's more than that, right? Because
I think it's absolutely going to be more than that. I mean, I don't know how, look, the verbiage here is hard, right? Replaced. But I don't know what other word there would be. Like, I was trying to honestly think as reporting was coming in, what word do we use here? Because when somebody's, I don't know, they'd certainly filmed with Claire, obviously. I mean, paparazzi photos were coming out and all that. And I don't know, replaced, I think, has this instant negative connotation. But I don't know if it's, obviously, we're not treating Claire negatively right off the bat. We've got her promos and all that. I do have questions about her promos because they don't, like, make a lot of sense to me.
What way?
I just don't get it. I think that the promo, like it's going to be a heel of a season and then it's about time. I'm like, are we playing off her age, obviously, with the graduate thing? What does that mean? I don't know. We're coming off of Peter, the pilot, the four times in the windmill. I knew Colton, 40-year-old virgin, Hannah, the pageant queen, the Beauty and the Beast. I don't know what they're telling me about Claire's season yet, which makes me want to watch it more, actually.
Well, yes. We know nothing. What they've successfully have done is created a incredible amount of buzz. Mm-hmm. I don't remember a season where, while filming, there's been so much talk about, like, what do we think's going to happen? We've just kind of waited.
Right. And I think, again, logistically, because normally what happens is you guys go abroad, right? And there's a bit of a black hole once things go abroad, I think. Like,
Yeah, but I mean, I get what you're saying if you're, like, looking for spoiler type of thing.
Well, I just mean the buzz, the chatter. It's like, look, a lot of people work on the show. So, but then when all those people and everything are in a different country, in a different time zone, and there's no way to get paparazzi photos and all those things, I think you automatically, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But more like just, I'm just so curious, and I have no idea, like, how they frame the transition from Claire to Tayshia. And yeah, we'll talk about edit. Will Claire be shown in a positive light or a negative light? Does Claire, like, listen, Claire, emotional person, she in the best possible TV way emotes. Is there a breakdown? We've heard things about, like, her locking herself in a room. Things like that.
I did not hear that.
Do we? I mean, listen, nothing we know.
Oh.
Yeah. I, who knows? It's all speculation based off of nothing. But what is that? Do we get to see the conversations between Claire and producers? Because clearly they were many.
Right. How much do we break the fourth wall? I love when they break the fourth wall.
You know, when, yeah. So there's. I think they have to do that, and that will be so interesting because it won't make any sense, right? If all of a sudden Claire's like, meets these guys, it's night one, a typical night one, this Dale guy everyone's speculating about, he gets a first impression rose, and then Claire, like, if Claire goes to the producers and saying, I want to, you know, quit, or I just want to get engaged to Dale, or does Dale just propose, like, does Neil Lane, do they fly, you know, there's so many things because they're breaking
Neil
the
Lane's
structure.
Been in quarantine.
Yeah, like, hey, Neil, like,
Neil's like,
a little early here, but are you ready to go?
He's like, you know, I have been in this room with just all my diamonds for so long. I need to see a human.
Did you know that there's 175 genetic diseases that dogs can potentially have? I know that only because I love Embark, but and for the people listening to the show, probably know that too because we've mentioned it. But that's fascinating. As someone who likes to worry about my own diseases I could potentially have.
You don't really
worry. Why aren't we worrying about our dogs more?
You should be worrying about your dogs more.
People. Embark is doing great things to help you get closer to your furry friends. Love your dog. Get to know them. And by getting to know them, find out how old they are. How can you help them out? What information can you provide your vet so they can better treat your dog?
Yeah.
Over 50% of dogs are either at risk or a carrier of genetic diseases. And there's things you can do about it if you know. So if you have rescued your dog, great. You might not be fully aware of like the breed they are, how old they are. Again, some maybe genetic diseases they could be carriers of or things that they might eventually have to deal with. Embark is doing great things. It's easy to use as a community, right? Of people like sharing their stories.
Yeah, there's a great community. And people are like adopting more now too. And because they don't want to, they need companionship during this time.
They want to hang out alone.
So. And this is how you can do it without having to go to the doctor or the vet. And
Embark is best in class dog DNA kit. Number one highest rated by customers, developed by PhDs and veterinarians for your dogs. Whew, it's truly amazing. This summer, Embark has a limited time offer just for our listeners. Go to embarkvet.com now and use promo code VIAL to get 15% off any Embark kit. So visit embarkvet.com and use promo code VIAL to get 15% off today. Embarkvet.com and use promo code VIAL. I love things that are made specifically for women. I do.
You should, because it keeps us healthy.
They're designing wonderful vitamins just for you ladies out there.
Yeah. It's important to know what you're putting in your body as a woman, especially. And a lot of people don't realize that vitamins don't necessarily always have the best things
for you. And so, in fact, a lot of vitamins out there don't.
Yeah. So Ritual makes sure that you get to see every single item that is in.
They're very transparent for it. Yeah. For obsessive label leaders, Ritual uses vegan, certified, non-GMO, gluten-free, allergen-free ingredients, and their sources are out for the world to see because they believe you deserve to know what you're putting in your body. Their delayed-release, no-nausea design capsule is made to be gentle on your empty stomach.
Yeah.
Ooh. And the mint essence tab in every bottle makes taking your vitamins minty fresh experience. So
that's
like if
the
you're
best
doing
part of it.
If you're you don't have that kind of vitamin burp.
That, like,
the vitamin burp.
The fish oil burp.
The vitamin burp. So
every girl loves a good vitamin burp.
40% of women cannot properly utilize a synthetic form of folic acid, which can be found in many multivitamins. This is why Virtual uses folate in its absorbable form to help cover women's needs.
I'm obsessed with it. I use it all the I've been using it for months. Like even after my stuff, my free one went away. I kept using it. It's really good.
Daily changes can lead to big results. So start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/VIAL to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off your first 3 months at ritual.com/VIAL.
Yeah, no, I look, tell me what you would like to see. I would love to see them break the fourth wall more on this season than they have in the past. Because they're good about tempering how much they do, because you don't want too much. But like when I think about moments that stick in my mind, when Colton ran and jumped over that fence and you could kind of see the cameras and they're running and Chris is running, that I'm just glued to the screen. So I would love to see that.
And interestingly enough, I wasn't even thinking about that when I was talking to you. Your lover is kind of the person who is the go-between between producers and the show.
He's the one running after Colton. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there's clearly going to be some conversation between Claire and Chris. And Chris, well, what do you want to do?
Well, what I think is great here is the history Claire has with the show and with the producers. Because of all of the people for this to happen with, you know, if it was someone who was newer, Claire's been on as many shows as you were on. I was thinking about that. More?
I'm pretty sure.
She was on Juan Pablo's season, Bachelor, Paradise, Winter Games.
I think she was on Paradise at least twice.
Was she?
I could be wrong.
Okay. Regardless, she's got 3 seasons under her belt, right? So she's known these producers a long time. And I think she was, as far as I know, beloved by them a long time. When I interviewed her for Winter Games, that was my first time meeting Claire. And it was kind of like she was with family on the set, you know? So I think that the conversations could have real emotion and history to them because of just how long she's been a part of all this.
I totally agree. I do hope, not to take anything away from Chris, I do hope eventually they'll have the Chris sit down, but I do want to see some of this raw footage of Claire, did she refuse to continue to date these people? Yeah. You know, like,
I don't know.
Or is it more of a staged, they have the conversation, Claire's like, hey guys, I'm done. I want to meet this guy. And they're like, all right, fine. All right, Chris, you're going to have a conversation with Claire and kind of let the audience know so it makes sense, right? Because that happens.
Yeah.
Chris, again, well, he's the host. So he's in charge of like not making sure, making sure Bachelor Nation isn't confused.
Well, a lot of the time, I think with any reality show, what you have is stuff that doesn't happen on camera. You need to make sure it's clear for the story.
Chris is like, all right, like let's.
They're like, okay, now we got to like film this. So, right. But no, I hope there's a mix of it all. I'm with you. Was there ever any breaking of the fourth wall in your season? I can't remember.
Not really.
I'm trying to, not really. Okay.
I didn't have a breakdown. I mean,
you cried a lot.
Like my breakdown, as discussed on my tell all with the women, was I was given permission by the producers to express my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore I did.
Okay. You really did.
It's like, if you feel like crying, cry. And I was like, sure.
Well, let me ask you this. How often are the cameras following you as the lead? Like, if you're going back to your hotel room,
no.
Are they following you in the hallway as you're walking? Are you? So that's the thing that is interesting to me is how, especially with them being in this bubble, like how much were the camera? I'm wondering if we'll see more camera footage than we might have in the past. Like, I'm hearing on Dancing with the Stars that's going to happen. They're like, we're filming more because we don't have.
Sure.
As much, we don't have like spaces to go to and all these things.
Probably asking like, Caitlin, or since we know Caitlin's on it, like you and Jason film a bunch of stuff.
Right.
And at your apartment.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera. There's so much time. You're on camera all the time, but there's a ton of time you're not, right? Mm-hmm. Like you do, when you're not filming and you're done and you're not hanging out with the men or women, your producer might come in and say, all right, well, here's what we have going on today. And then you might talk about like, you know, how you're feeling about this, mm-hmm. everything going on and stuff like that. Right now, if that, like, let's say Claire wakes up one morning, her producers come in, she's like, I don't want to go on a date with Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm done. I want to hang out with Dale.
Yeah.
They're like, well, what do you mean? You know, like I can imagine, right. That conversation. And all of a sudden, like, they're like, Claire's refusing to come out, you know, kind of thing. And all of a sudden, like, then some more producers come in, like, Claire, what's up? You know, I can imagine, like, that happening. At that point, I could picture their producers being like, hey, bring some cameras
in. Turn a camera on. Yeah, okay.
They may not. Pull out your iPhone. I don't know, because they love Claire. They know Claire. They also know that Claire is unpredictable. Why she was picked, she is, in a great way. So as producers, they must know that they need to like be prepared for unpredictable.
Yeah.
And so the beauty of Claire is that she can give you great TV at any moment. So I hope, and I know they know this, the big question is you know, how, you know, they obviously, producers fall under criticism sometimes. How are they willing to like, well, Claire, you know, I know this is your life, so let's talk about it. We want the best for you.
Yeah.
And off camera, do they want to do that? Or are they like, hey, listen, we love you, Claire, but like we need to, they're not going to say this to her, but like we need to put this on camera because you're putting us in a tough spot.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I hope it's the latter. I mean, ultimately, if Claire found love, congratulations, and we'll bring in Tayshia, they're going to be fine. And I guess Claire's done a great job for the franchise in the sense that we're all talking about this.
Right.
I don't think Claire should be criticized in a way that, you know, no one should hate on Claire.
Agree.
But at the same time, like, do I think Claire should be given all the considerations from the franchise to make sure she's portrayed in the most favorable light? I don't think they should screw her over. Mm-hmm. I think they should just kind of show what happened, is my hope.
I
don't think that there should be an offer of the lead often gets protected.
Mm.
Not always, but generally, I think they want the fans to like their leads. Make your indoor air smell fucking incredible.
Well, yeah, you're truly inside all the time. You might as well make it nice.
You're inside all the time and make sure it's healthy. Do you want to like be spraying toxic chemicals?
Do you know one of our other producers changed out her stuff at home because she didn't realize that the plugins that she had was so toxic for her house.
Yeah. Well, USDA Organic Essential Oils specialize in blends. They also have great medicinal purposes to help you calm and relax for sleep. Chrissy's obsessed with Center for Headaches. If you're looking for just to support that immune system, protect. Also, it smells like Christmas.
It does smell like Christmas.
And Rise is one of my favorite ones to diffuse because it just has a nice citrusy. It's good in the morning, makes you feel vibrant and fresh, and it smells delicious. I keep saying delicious. It smells wonderful. Don't eat it. 30% off code Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y, free shipping, nhoils.com, nhoils.com, code Chrissy for 30% off. I promise you won't regret it. Make your indoor air smell fantastic. Keep it safe. Enjoy. And help yourself by sleeping. Roll-on forms, diffusers, can't go wrong.
Well, I've and Chris has said this in interviews before. I've heard producers say this before. Of course, it's like you don't, people watch, there's a fine line because we like to watch and critique, right? But I don't think we watch when we hate. And I know people throw around the phrase hate watch, but it's like, but part of you still likes it. You're going to watch the show and keep watching it if you have a like to the main character of the show.
Yeah. There's exceptions to these rules. Like Juan Pablo was.
But think about all the people and everybody's like, he's the one we hated. And then there's all these bachelors that we all like. Even if you had issues with it, you know, who would you still want to talk to? I think if people saw Juan Pablo in the street, they'd want to yell at him versus like ask him questions. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the thing. But like Juan Pablo is very much the exception. And
yeah,
they kind of didn't have a choice in the sense that everyone liked Juan Pablo. The season started. And from my understanding of talking to a lot of the women on that season, it just got to the point where he was just kind of being a dick. All the women hated him. And they were just like, well, fuck it. We're just going to go with it. You know?
Yeah.
And, but yeah, you generally don't want to do that, I guess is what I'm saying. And I'm not saying they're not giving so much protection that if someone deserves some criticism, they'll do it.
Right.
But, you know, protection is like, they'll just, if you have a bad day, they'll not show that in a sense if they can avoid it.
Okay. So you had some moments that we didn't see.
I'm just talking about like these little nuance things, right? Of like, you know, I mentioned on my tell-all with the women, there was a time where I just was like tired and frustrated and I threw a fit because I wanted to go like in to see the women because I wanted to see Vanessa for 5 minutes before a date, you know? And then I look back and be like, that was kind of unnecessary, you know? Mm-hmm. And it was more like just me being like, oh man, you know, like I didn't like lose it.
Right.
It's just little things, but like they've made villains off of little things.
Sure.
Like just staring at a wall being grumpy. Like that's all it really takes, you know, well, pouting.
I would tell anybody going on any reality show, at the end of the day, you can be made to look anyway. Yeah. 100%. There can be a shot where you're zoning out and then that shot can turn into anything.
Zoning out, put in music of whatever. That's it. 100%. That's all it takes. And so that's what I'm saying is I don't suspect. That's what I'm most curious about. Is the show going to frame it in a way that applauds Claire for her kind of rebellion and kind of going against the grain and applaud her for just saying, hey, well, she's here to find love and we're going to celebrate this love story? Or are they, in my guesses, in what they want their cake and eat it too? Mm. Do they first show the drama, maybe show this kind of... If there is drama, if there is crazy, if it is captured on camera, right? So do I. Do they show that and they just put out the most authentic thing and then try to build Claire and her relationship back up throughout?
Well, it's hard because, I mean, look, it's impossible to avoid rumors. So I've seen a lot of the rumors, but I don't. It's also hard because I don't know exactly what to speak to. We haven't even seen a trailer yet. But I'm 100% with you in that, like, lean into what happened here, you know? And look, I don't know where everyone was at psychologically. I keep thinking that. Like, Claire was coming off of being by herself in quarantine for how long?
yelling at Matt James for not following the rules.
Waiting for these guys, I think probably Googling them at the very least.
At the very least. What?
Okay, so I interviewed Ali Fedotowsky, and I don't know if she said this on your podcast, but she told me she 100% thinks Claire was talking to guys before the show. She said, how could she not be? Where do you fall on that?
I would agree.
Okay.
It's hard to imagine that Claire went on this season and loved, I mean, again, anything's possible with Claire. I would believe if a producer was like, this is the true story, and I'm just like, that is an insane story, I'd be like, but it's possible. You know, it's anything's possible with Claire. That being said, yeah, I think it's highly unlikely, given that she had access to many of the men that were going to be on her season, mm-hmm. and whether it was her or one of the guys reached out to her, and she was like, you know what? Fuck it. This is my love story, and I get 6 weeks instead of 9 weeks to fall in love with one of these guys. I'm just going to start talking to one of them, and then it just kind of snowballed. Yeah. Right?
As a contestant, how afraid would you be to do that? Like, I don't know how scared you guys are before you go on the show of, like, the contracts that are signed and all that. Like, do people do that? Do they think, let me slide into the DMs, or are they nervous?
I'm a rule follower, so I... And I've broken some rules, but I always get nervous. But I think other people are just like, oh, fuck it. I don't care.
What rule did you break?
Well, I mean, this little, like, okay. Caitlin and I, when we talked before, mm-hmm. you know, granted, I wasn't planning on coming on, but
right.
I was kind of nervous for her. And I was still nervous, even though, like, at the time or when, you know, Jen and I, which we talked about on my tell-all, there was more to that relationship than when me meeting on the beach, which that happens. That's not so much of a big deal now. The show, as you know, the show has done a great job of saying, let's expand Bachelor World and talk about conversations that are happening outside.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's interesting to me. What I love about the show is people do get so, they get so like, do you like or not like this person, you know? And with Claire, I have seen the criticism. People are like critiquing her, but then at the end of the day, I just want great television. Yeah. And I think, as you said, Claire's great television and I want to watch it. And I want them to lean into everything that may, whatever it is that happened. Like, yeah, let's, I don't know. I would have loved if Colton had tried to jump over the fence in a quarantine season. Like, what if Colton had escaped the bubble? Like, what if Claire tries to get out of the bubble? That I would love to see if she tries to break out.
Like, producers like jumping like, in front of her. Like, no,
put your mask on. Like, I want all that to happen. Great.
Yeah.
Great. I hope these contestants try to sneak, catch them, you know?
I agree.
Catch them on camera.
And you're right, though. There is an element, and I don't know how much that will be talked about or even really portrayed through the TV, but the mental well-being of everyone even going in.
Totally.
They were coming in already kind of the world, America, you've seen all of our social of, like, quarantine fatigue and just... Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't been ourselves. No one has.
No.
And so you take all these people who already are not themselves, mm-hmm. and you throw them into this bubble, which is like an oven because it's in the desert and it's 120 degrees all day long. You're gonna get some untraditional choices.
I'm really interested to see how eager everybody is to make out. Like, you hadn't hugged a person in how long? How much do you want to make out with a person right now?
So it's interesting enough. Here we talked. What do we think about Tayshia? I mean, yeah, like, Tayshia's nice, and I think from a diversity standpoint, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I mean, I guess we're curious to see. I'm just so curious. There's been no lead up, and then like once Claire leaves, how do they do it? Do they have another night one?
That's a great question. What we learned, what we heard was that she did get a fresh start. That was the wording.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're going to watch two night ones.
I don't know if it was a full limo roll up situation, but I mean, that wouldn't feel fair to Tayshia to me if it was like, Tayshia, the guys are mid cocktail hour. Just bop on in. We're going to put you in the same dress we put Claire in. I don't know. Yeah. Just make it work. Make it work, Tayshia, okay?
It's like a group date,
does
right?
it fit? Does her dress fit? Just go. Tayshia, go. And it's just keep... This one's mid-conversation. He was talking about his childhood, okay? So bop in there and get on the journey.
Yeah, or it's like a... Well, Tayshia, we're boxing today.
Right.
Just stand here.
Right. Grab your
gloves. You're a judge.
And then we're going to tell them it's you. No, I don't... Look... I think that would be totally unfair to Tayshia, right? And I think the show would be critiqued for that. I think there has to be some pomp and circumstance around her arrival. That, to me, I don't know. It would feel insulting, you know?
No, yes. Clearly, they're going to give her a fresh start. I'm just curious how, right?
Right.
Probably not a night one in the traditional
like, guys,
sense.
Repack your suitcases, and you're going to leave? You're going to re-quarantine.
Yeah, it's like a reverse night one, because like in... When we watch it, everyone's meeting everyone for the first time. Mm-hmm. But the audience is meeting the contestants for the first time. Because every other season for the past several years, we know Claire. We knew me. We knew Colton. We knew Peter. We that's the beauty of it is we've familiar with their story. Mm-hmm. Now we need to get to know these other people. So we know Tayshia, but they don't know each other. And so now we get to watch it kind of be reversed in a way. It's kind of fascinating. So I'm guessing what? They have like this very, they have a, like a long cocktail party, right? Of Tayshia doing all the conversations.
Yeah, speed date. Yeah. Get to know them real, real fast, Tayshia.
I've said this already. I really hope Claire went on at least two other like one-on-ones before Dale. And I hope one other guy that wasn't Dale really fell for Claire. And I hope that he really emoted, and I hope he really put it out there how he was just there for Claire. And then I hope Tayshia shows up, and I hope he just really goes for Tayshia.
Nick, when are you going to start producing the show? Sign on, man.
I think that would be great. I really want to see that.
I, you know what I would love is if... If Claire was talking to anybody before the show, I hope she was talking to more than one person before the show.
Also great.
Yes. That's what I mean.
That would be great.
Yeah.
And then some other guy's like, well, what up? We were talking.
Wait, hold on.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. That would be just be my television.
Do you have any reason to think that could be true?
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know if she was talking to anybody before the show. I don't know. But
that's my new favorite dream. Okay. Forget about that. Would be fantastic.
We're just in a bachelorette fever dream right now.
That'd be so good.
I will say
and he has receipts.
Yes.
Oh. And they show him.
And they let him power up that phone and show some receipts.
Oh, that'd be good.
Just send me those screenshots.
And I don't think if that is the case, I don't think anyone should hate on Claire. I think that is my biggest frustration with Bachelor Nation sometimes is. We can criticize the character on the show, but it's just a show.
You know, we get caught up in the rules, right? And the past couple seasons especially, and you know, it's been interesting, this Greatest Seasons Ever show, because there are a lot of earlier seasons that I didn't watch. Like, I forgot the very first Bachelor didn't propose.
Yeah.
He was not engaged. The OG. Yeah. He did not get engaged.
And now, I mean, up until recently, you were crucified for that.
Right. And I think then the show got into like a bit of a formula. I was talking to Jason and Molly about this when their episode aired. And I think the show's just had waves over the years. You know, like there was a time when it was like really, really happy endings and all that. And then Jason and Molly's season flipped that on its head and kind of made it okay to flip things on their heads. And then the last couple seasons, there's been a good amount of that. So I love when the show surprises me. And I'm wondering if, I don't know, if you as a lead ever thought that this was possible. I never in my head thought there would be a season when there was a new lead midway or whatever point through.
It is wild. I mean, I always get texts from inside the bubble, and all I'm hearing. All I'm hearing.
Have you been in the bubble?
No.
A good amount of alumni have been in the bubble.
They have.
Wells was in there.
I have.
JoJo was in there. Where are you at? By the way, love JoJo. So much.
Yeah. Where am I? I've moved on. You moved on.
Okay. So, but you're
also, I wasn't asked. So. I mean, what's the point of bringing me back at this point? Unfortunately, listen, it's a sticking point for me. There are a long list of Bachelor alums who have been on 3, 4, 5 times, and yet for me, it's always like, oh, Nick's back, you know, kind of thing.
Right.
And so, like, that's why there were a bunch of times in the past few years they asked me to do stuff, and I said no because it was, I knew what it was going to be, you know? And,
okay.
Well, anywho, the last text I received from inside the bubble.
Okay.
Was.
Yeah, you've got receipts. I love this. I'll pull mine up too.
All I can say is that this shit has been wild. I honestly can't believe we made this show, and it's crazy and dramatic and unbelievably romantic in these conditions. Not really much, but it sounds like the concern is will Tayshia come in too late to really be able to have time to successfully fall in.
How did you glean that from that text message?
Well...
Okay, well, there's
if it's unbelievably romantic and a lot of love, this person emphasized there's a lot of love going on, a lot of people falling in love.
Well,
was there an earlier text that I didn't share? Let's see.
There's also a comment in there that sticks out to me, which is, what was it, unbelievable that we pulled this off, or what was that?
Yeah.
What I like about that is it makes me think that this is all really real. You know, I will say, if I'm just thinking logistically, after having to postpone, I mean, nobody wanted to put The Bachelorette on hold, obviously. Mm-hmm. The pandemic happened. Paradise didn't happen. From knowing my own company, the amount of loops and leaps and legal loopholes that you have to go through to get a production going in the coronavirus times is a lot. So when I first heard about this Tayshia thing, I'm like, oh my God, like no part of me thinks that this is in any way staged, because the feat it must have taken to like get this going and make it happen. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like they'd already been through so much to get the show going. It just makes me think, oh my God, they
thought it was all set up.
No. I'm saying for people who are like, to me, it's all real. Like,
yeah.
They had to get the show going in this quarantine fashion in a way they'd never done before. So I don't think they would have made their jobs any harder, is what I'm saying.
I totally agree.
So I think it's all real and it's all insane.
I mean, it's one of those things. When they selected Claire wasn't the only option. They always consider multiple options. And so when this happened with Claire, they... You know, your first person you probably think of, Tayshia, makes sense for a lot of reasons. One, she's local.
They were like, she's right here in LA.
I mean,
doesn't have to get on a plane.
It obviously could have flown people, but that helps with, you know, you're going to have to test for COVID, don't have to get on a plane. Obviously, she's well liked. She's eligible. She's age appropriate. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. She's got a nice story.
I will also say, I had seen Tayshia several times not too long ago. And every time I saw her, Tayshia was like, really trying to just date even off the show. And by that, I mean, I think she really was like looking for a person.
Yeah. I say, yeah, of course.
Right.
It's funny that you say that, because the implication is it's always frustrating. People are like, I'll still get messages.
Uh-huh.
Like, would you date anyone outside of Bachelor Nation? And the reality is I won't date anyone in Bachelor Nation.
Right.
It's just like, of course Tayshia was dating outside of Bachelor
Nation. Well, no, I mean, but I think she was in a life place where she was wanting to, like you said on your Greatest Seasons Ever episode, are happily single right now. I don't know. How much are you like, I guess, I mean, to me, she was really looking for somebody. Like I heard her, like she was like, you know, trying, maybe getting set up by someone, pursuing things. Like she was looking for a relationship.
I mean, when I say I'm happily single, I say that in a...
Yes.
Don't you?
Are you okay?
So you're single? Why? You know, it's like, why? I'm just...
Okay. I'm just saying she wasn't in a life place of saying, I'm not looking to date anybody right now.
So she's open for love.
Look, she was ready for the journey. Do you have more receipts that you're pulling up?
Yeah, there is definitely love in the air.
Oh.
And a lot of it.
Oh.
No idea how this will end. That is true.
Wow.
And they don't know how things will end.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Claire is engaged?
Great question. So, I don't know. I really want to know so much. That a big question to be answered to me is, was she talking to someone before this? Because to me, that would really accelerate a relationship.
Do you think we'll get the answer to that question?
Yes. I think so, because how could they not answer that question?
They don't ask it.
What about in Paradise with Dean and Kaylin and, Kaylin and Blake? And that whole thing was like really delved into.
Yeah. That's an interesting point. But on Paradise, you have all these people, right? Paradise is different because you leave the show. And
but Nick, you're playing by the rules. We are in unprecedented times.
No, I know. But in Paradise, you get a bunch of people who have already been on the show.
Yeah.
It's like this kind of fraternity of people. Everyone's talking. All the people who go to Paradise are like coordinating things. Mm-hmm. And in this situation, it's in theory all these new people. So if it what it to replicate what you're saying that happened in Paradise, some other guy would have, like, Dale would have had to like tell someone he was talking to Claire. If it's this Dale guy.
Who's Dale?
Well, I don't know who Dale is, but apparently that's the rumor. You get what I'm saying? And so, like, for that to come up, someone has to call out Dale and Claire.
I see what you're saying.
You know, Kaylin, Chris has to ask.
Yeah.
Because I'm guessing Claire and Dale, who, again, anything's possible with Claire, aren't going to offer up that information.
I don't, right. I'm just look, again, it's unprecedented. Yes, there are rules, but we've seen that the show's okay with not following the rules. I mean, even on Colton's season, ultimately, you know, he wound up with Cassie, and it the way he did it, things did change. I don't know how you wouldn't address if what happens is that she rapidly falls for someone. I don't know. Wouldn't you, as producers, have to ask that question?
Sure, the producers can ask the question, but Claire and Dale can lie, and if you can't prove it,
well, sure.
And again, other than Chris asking that question, or then getting another person to ask that question, because Claire's just like, I quit, right? Producers are having these conversations. I'm assuming they're going to make Claire address the group of men. Hey guys, I quit. You know, I don't know. Or does she just run off? Many options there.
This is like choose your own adventure with you. Yeah. And I love it, because you really should start producing.
Do they go in, you know, and then the producers do they go to like one of the guys and be like, hey, do you think she was talking to Dale? So then one of the guys are like, hey, were you talking to Dale?
I see what you're saying.
Or whoever the guy is. And then best case scenario is, you're right. Some other guy was also talking to Claire.
I hope so, because it'd be great.
And then he's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I was talking to this chick before, so I bet she was, you know what I'm saying? And then he kind of brings up the question. He outs Claire. That would be so good.
We figured it out. Everybody, we got it. Look, I also, if the situation, what I know, I mean, the reporting that we've got is that Claire fell for someone, you know, and I don't know. If the other guys had gotten to the point of falling for Claire, I don't know how they wouldn't. Wouldn't that guy have a target on his back? Wouldn't the other men be asking questions like, well, wait, why? Like, what am I even doing here? Wouldn't they be frustrated? So I would think they would naturally ask those questions. And
that's assumed. Yeah. But did they have the opportunity to ask those questions? I don't know. It's just like, because the other question is, if you're bringing Tayshia in, how much time are they going to spend like having an episode of Law and Order, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out, or do they just let Claire have her love story and bring in Tayshia? That's the big question. I want the Law and Order episode.
Of course we want the Law and Order. I think they'll give, the past three seasons especially, and I know people were up in arms a lot about Peter's season, but at the end of the day, that finale, everything about that was great television. It was so good. But the past three seasons especially, I've not been disappointed. I've felt like, as a viewer, all of my needs were met.
Yes.
So I think they're going to do that again. I don't know why they wouldn't. Like, the yeah. same team is in place. They know what they're doing. So I love speculating about it, but I don't feel like we're going to be disappointed.
I hope not. I definitely want the CSI episode. I want the criminal intent.
That's like, what they should have called you in for. They're like, Nick is here.
A whole episode on investigating how this shit went down.
Yes.
That's what I want.
Detective Nick is here. He's not back, okay? He's not back. He's here. Well, if you had questions.
That would have been fun. Come in. I wear like a PI and I'm interviewing the guy. So were you talking to Claire? Seems fishy, Eric.
Good acting. Is that your natural accent?
That's my natural accent.
Well, if you had questions about Tayshia before as The Bachelorette, how do you feel now?
I think I feel fine. Listen, I think Tayshia, like so many of us, are sensitive. We like being liked. Mm-hmm. I think some people are, like for me, my first experience was criticism. Mm. So I got, you know, when I got praise, I was like, great. But, you know, anytime criticism comes along, it's like, sucks. But you're like, you know, mm-hmm. you deal. I know Tayshia wasn't used to any criticism at all early on. She had a great edit at first. Mm-hmm. It was Tayshia. Pretty, yeah. beautiful, smart, you know, kind of.
Girl next door greatness.
Girl next door. Yeah. She didn't really involve herself in drama. I know that when she was on Paradise, she involved herself a little bit.
Tuckle.
Little and then when we talked about it, I know personally that her and I had conversations, she didn't like that. Mm. So again, the opposite of Claire is someone who is very polished, very thoughtful for everything they say, worried about how things might come across. And I hope that Tayshia doesn't do that. I hope that I hope she's more Bachelor in Paradise Tayshia and just goes for it and feels empowered and you know what made Hannah Brown such a great bachelorette is Hannah Brown just decided to be her truest self on the show and let the producers mm-hmm. and the post department figure out how they're going to air it, and it worked beautifully for her. And that's always a risk as cast members that you have to take because you never really know, but like you said, you can drive yourself crazy trying to control your narrative, knowing that if they want to do a certain thing, they can. So I just hope that Tayshia just goes for it and doesn't overthink that.
What's going to be interesting to see to me is not even how we get from Claire to Tayshia, but what happens with the guys. Because there's always this question, are you here for me? And I think with Claire's season, for the first time in a long time, I mean, they really had a minute to know who they were going in with, you know?
Like, with no chance to be The Bachelor.
Right. Yes. So now Tayshia will have come in, and I don't know if it's the same guys. Did they quarantine more people and bring in new guys? But is Tayshia going to deeply question, well, you for months knew you were coming in here for Claire, and now I'm here. So what are we doing here now?
I think they might spend some time making that a thing to see if they can kind of sniff out any guy.
Yeah.
But the guys didn't show up for Claire any more than they showed up for Tayshia. Tayshia's obviously a very eligible woman, beautiful. Not, like, it's no
totally.
Surprise
no, no,
that
no.
a guy would
yeah.
decided to that.
Totally.
Like, oh my God, like Claire's great, but more attracted to Tayshia. Like, no one's going to have a hard time believing that, even Tayshia. So I really don't suspect that's going to be a big thing. And I wonder if they even have a time to try to like make that such a, who knows?
Well, it depends on how attached these guys got to Claire.
I think the one guy, again, if the one guy who's like,
this is that
with
guy
Claire,
in her head. And he was like, God, I hung out with her dog.
Claire's the best.
Yeah.
Whatever. Tayshia, oh my God, Tayshia's the best. Like, yeah, like one guy, but the whole house, I don't think so.
It is my, as we're continuing to do our choose your own adventure here, it is my hope that we get so much drama with the Claire of it all. Like, that is my hope. And I'm with you. I hope that it's that we get investigations and we are lifting up every couch cushion in the quarantine bubble and seeing what we can find. And then I hope that Tayshia comes in and like really finds somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I, you know, Saved by the Bell did a Clue episode. I want that. I want that for this season. I want a whole episode dedicated to figuring out what the fuck was Claire up to? How did this go down? Mm-hmm. And then we can transition beautifully to Tayshia and really support her journey to find love.
Yes. And I love Claire for the what the F was she up to. Like, Claire is, when I interviewed her for Winter Games, that was, I met her and she was like, she was coming in, she was just like, I'm not here to settle. I'm here to find, like, the, I think that's been Claire's thing for a long time, is she is not somebody who wants to settle. Like, that's why she hasn't gotten married up until now. And so I do think her standards are high. So I'm interested to see how she might find someone and who she'll choose and for, like, what reasons, you know?
Yeah, I think Claire takes life very literally. And she showed up, met a guy, and she's like, I was here to find love. I found love. I don't get it. Why can't I quit? Like, I can picture Claire doing that.
Okay. We got to see. I don't know. Can I read you my most recent text from the bubble? Yeah. Good morning. You set the alarm off again. I keep forgetting to turn the alarm off.
Is this your lover?
Yeah.
Yes.
I keep forgetting because I wake up.
I feel like
up.
We should play romantic music while you read this, but go ahead.
It's just, good morning. You forgot to set the alarm off again. You've done that many times, but it's okay. I love you, and I've done it too. He never gets mad at me about anything.
He's so empathetic and sweet.
I know. And he always, like, inserts himself as if he's, but he's probably never done that. He really doesn't make mistakes. It's shocking.
I want to remind you that you annoy me, but it's okay. I love you deeply. Do you better next time.
And I've done all those things.
I've done all those things.
Yeah.
But also, please stop doing it.
It's truly like, you know what he does? Because I'm staying in his house, and he can, like, he has, you know, like, the Nest system or whatever. And what? You know the Nest system, like, in your house?
Oh, I'm, yeah.
Yeah, you familiar.
I'm about to hopefully knock on wood become a homeowner.
So exciting. Get that Nest system. Yeah. Controls the lights, controls the temperature. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, well, knock on wood. It's all moving in that direction.
Okay. We don't have any wood to knock on. But he turns the lights on remotely. Like, if I'm, like, out working or like, whatever, he'll turn the lights on remotely so that I get home and the lights are on. No. Like, he takes the time to do that every day. It's wild.
When are you guys going to get married soon?
Oh, God.
Chris promoting himself. Not promoting. Chris marries a lot of people. Is he going to marry himself?
Wow. Another shocking twist.
I'll do it.
You'll get ordained.
I would love to marry Chris and you guys. Oh, I feel like you guys would ask Ben because, you know.
Oh, God. What if he just had all the bachelors? He lined you all up and just right. down the
Five
line, everybody
segment?
Had.
That would be great.
That's great. It could be and it should be like just the cheesiest, most over the top hilariousness.
That would be really great. Lauren, it's always a blast talking to you about this stuff. Here we are. We could probably keep going. We burned through a whole hour of literally talking about kind of nothing.
We did a lot of speculation. I think we got to get you in that bubble. They're still filming, right? Get in there.
I think
there.
It's over. It's not totally over.
Well, I know it's not over because I'm still alone in my house.
Gotcha.
But I think you
it's not totally over. I think they're at the tail end. I know that.
Okay.
Because some of the producers have left the bubble in preparation for Matt James, which we found out is going to be in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
Sorry, I don't know if I know you may. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true. It'll be interesting, too, because now they obviously learned a lot from this quarantine bubble.
Yeah.
How they'll adjust. Because it'll still be bubble-based.
I throw it up to the producers. I give them so much credit and praise because they just changed the entire way they do this show. Like, they used to be in LA for, how long were you actually in LA?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. And then you go to cities in the US, then you go abroad. They changed everything. Yeah. And they have figured out how to probably deliver an amazing TV show, like, on one property. Like, I don't know the set work they must have been doing in all this, the set decoration in different places.
Being familiar with behind the scenes and how the production works, I wonder if the audience is as curious as I am just to see, like, how the structure of the
show.
You
want nothing but a behind-the-scenes season. That's what you want. You're like, just show me.
I just want the Clue episode, really. I'll be fine if I get the Clue episode. And I want Chris, like, to play the detective.
Yes.
I mean, I would have done it, but I didn't get the call.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm in. By the way, your greatest seasons ever episode Such a dream. They really mashed together you crying a lot. We saw all those moments. I'd forgotten about them all. And I just have to plug that my Roses and Rosé episode is up covering it. So that is up.
Go watch it. Lauren's always doing great things, not only in Bachelor Nation, but all things entertainment, pop culture, taking over at Entertainment Tonight.
And you're buying a house.
Yeah. You guys will have to come over for dinner.
I would love to.
When it's bubble safe. I don't know. I reluctantly say that because I don't want to get bubble shamed or quarantine shamed.
It is a thing. Well, so who's in your crew? Demi? Anybody else from Bachelor Nation who you're consistently safe?
I'm not consistently saying anyone. Okay. I was recently tested for COVID. I'm negative.
Wonderful.
A few people. I have some people in my bubble life.
Oh.
I've been hanging out with some person.
Oh, who's that? Who'd that be? Who's that?
I'm very nervous about ever talking about my dating life ever.
Why?
Well, Lauren, it's been fun. Always good to see you.
I love you. I'm so happy for you. Thank you for having me.
Please come back when we actually start watching.
Oh.
Mid-October when this comes on.
October 13th, premiere date. Tuesdays this fall on ABC, not Mondays.
I get it, but I don't know, I really don't want to change the whole structure of my podcast.
I don't think they probably wanted to, right?
Monday Night Football.
And they're ABC, so Dancing with the Stars. It's usually not airing at the same time.
But I don't know what I'm,
Okay. Process it.
I don't know.
You're gonna be okay.
Thanks for coming, Lauren.
Okay, bye.